Welcome to another episode of the Claremont County Public Library's Book Lovers Podcast. I'm Laura, and I'm with my co-host, Andrea.
Hello.
And today we're joined by Kara, a youth librarian from our Amelia branch.
Hello.
Hey, Kara. And today we're going to talk about something that the library provides for people called 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, an early literacy program. So, Kara, would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah, thanks so much for having me today.
Oh, we're glad to have you.
Our 1,000 Books program just turned about a year old. It rolled out in April of last year, so we're really excited with how it's been going, but we want to get more people involved. So I'm glad to be promoted today.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
So the official name is 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, and it is what it says it is. It's a pretty simple program. It's to read 1,000 books before your child starts kindergarten, or if they're about to start kindergarten, we do allow kids to finish the program before they finish kindergarten, because sometimes it can take a year longer to do the program. It's self-paced, so people can take as long as they want with it. I've seen some people take just a couple months with it.
So that sometimes a lot of reading, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if they're already in the habit, you know, they share books all day long with their kids, and it depends on how old your child is, too. It can. The patron that I'm thinking of has a little child, so if you're reading toddler books all day long, that adds up a little quicker than longer picture books. But you can read any combination, any books you have at home. They don't have to be library books. And we've got nice little milestones set up. So the way that it works is you sign up at a branch. You can sign up online, but you do have to come into the branch to get your starter kit, which is a nice tote bag. It's got a folder with instructions and your first log sheet. And then you also get stickers every time.
Oh, fun! I love stickers.
One of their favorite parts. So the logs are for 100 books each, so that kind of breaks it down into a little bit more manageable number. Yeah, so and the kids can see the progress really clearly. The log sheets just have 100 circles on them, and then they color them. I've seen stamps. I've seen X's when they get tired of coloring all the time. So however people want to do it, they can put stickers on the circles.
Sure.
So yeah, we've seen all kinds of stuff at the branch. They love to come present it to us.
They're so excited.
Yes. And then we give it back to them so they can save it for scrapbook or whatever they want to do with it. And then they get a new one. And then at every 100 books, they get that sticker and then a reward. So it alternates between ribbons, which the kids are very excited about those as well.
Oh, cool.
They say,
oh, cool.
I read 100 books, I read 300 books. So it goes up every odd number of 100 and then up to 1,000. They get the blue ribbon.
Whoa!
Yeah. And then on the alternating ones, they can pick either a toy or a book. So you have the opportunity to get at least 5 books over the course of the program. And at the end, they get a ribbon and a book and a sticker and
all the stuff. Yay!
Yes, and the parents get a little bumper sticker to say, "My child read 1,000 books before kindergarten."
Nice. So, oh, how fun!
Yeah, so you get that nice little, you know, boost to the parents too.
Yeah,
they were a huge part of the process.
Sure, absolutely. So I have a question. So when you hear the phrase "1,000 books before kindergarten," do you have parents that say, "That's impossible. How can we do that?" Or are most of them like, "Oh, that's very simple because it's broken down in the 100 book goal set."
Yeah, I think the 100 helps. But if you explain it daily, I think that helps too. If you think about 3 books a day, which is what the number 1,000 is based on, is 20 minutes a day is the recommended amount of reading by most experts. And so if you think 3 picture books takes about 20 minutes to read, so if you think just 3 books, you know, one at bedtime, one, you
sure.
know.
And when you say 20 minutes, I mean, everyone has 20 minutes for reading.
Yeah.
Or I like to think we do.
So does it have to be 1,000 different books, or can they read books again?
They can read them again. So if your child has that favorite book that they want to read over and over, it's really important. Repetition is important for kids. So they're learning something new pretty much every time you read it to them, and developing, you know, that vocabulary from the book and all that. So, every time you read a book, it counts, no matter whether they've read it before or it's new. If the teacher reads it, if you come to story time, so we always say that to our story time patrons.
Oh, great.
The books that we're reading today count towards your 1,000 books. So, you know, family members, babysitters, whoever's reading to them, As long as they read the book, then that counts.
That's great. Yeah, that makes reaching 1,000 seem a lot easier.
Yeah, much more manageable. Because I can just imagine people are like, 1,000? But they're thinking probably adult level.
Right, not picture books. Right.
Yeah, well, if you do those 3 a day, then you'll have 1,000 in about a year.
And if you start when you have an infant and in 5, 6 years,
you can get it done. Yeah.
Great.
So. That's awesome. So do you have any book suggestions today?
I do. I brought lots of books with me. I know our listeners can't see them, but we have copies, you know, at our branches, and you can put them on hold. So,
And I'll have links to all of the things that you mentioned, all of the books and the 1,000 books before kindergarten program. All that will be in the show notes, so you'll be able to access that on our website, which is claremontlibrary.org.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
So I broke them down into 3 categories. So we'll start with the board books, which we generally say are for ages 0 to 3. My 3-year-old loves board books still. So they do, you know, I think keep their same excitement even when your kids are older. They're not just for babies, even though they're great for babies to be able to chew on and, and turn pages and experience books when they're really young. So I'm going to start with my absolute favorite board book author, who's Leslie Patricelli. So anything by her is awesome. She has who I call the everyman baby. So it's just a little baby in a diaper. So usually the baby's not wearing any clothes, so it could be a boy or a girl.
Sure.
Nice. So most readers can relate to the baby. And then it just every book is a life experience. This one, Hair, is getting your first haircut. But there's Tubby about taking a bath. You know, she just has all, and there's Nighty Night, I think is what it's called, or one of her new ones about going to bed. So just really simple childhood experiences that everyone can relate to. Her illustrations are really great, and they're funny too, the books. So I really love her things. Any book with faces is great for infants especially. So ones you can find with actual photographs. This one's called Making Faces, a first book of emotions. And there's a lot of diversity in this one, which I like too. You see all different kinds of babies.
You do. And this is real life pictures.
Yeah.
Versus the other one was an illustration.
Yeah. So babies love to look at other babies. So this one has all different emotions, and then you're supposed to match the face with the emotion. Then it has a mirror at the end, so your baby can practice the different faces.
Yes.
Cute. I really like that one. Another one of my favorite authors, Brian Biggs. Pretty much anything by him is great. He's got concept board books about counting and colors and numbers. But this one, Tinyville Town, is his new series about community helpers. So this one really translates up to preschoolers as well, because that's a common theme for preschoolers to learn about. And they do have I'm a Librarian, which I love. But I brought I'm a Firefighter because that one's really exciting, and you get to make the fire engine noise, and kids love this one in story time. So it just has a simple story about what the community helper does and their career. So I love his books as well.
Fun.
And then another one with photographs that's really great, but with animals. This is Rebecca Glazer, and it's her animal series. I don't know if it has a name, but this one's Monkey Swing. And it just has simple text, and you could talk about the sounds that the animals make, and it just shows kind of what they do. The monkeys climb and swing, and it shows their baby. And very cute, yeah. So those are some board books that I loved recently. It was hard to pick the picture books. I think that's probably the broadest range. You know, there's so much out there. But Brendan Wenzel has a new one, if anybody's familiar with They All Saw a Cat. That one won a Caldecott Honor a couple years ago. Gorgeous book from all the different animals' perspectives, what a cat looks like to them. So he usually has animals.
And this is a brightly color picture book.
Yeah.
Lots of colors on the cover.
Yeah. Hello, Hello is about all different animals. And shows similarities among them, and it features 92 different species.
Wow.
It lists them at the end, but the picture book itself is very simple text. So young kids can get a lot out of it, but there's a lot to explore and learn about. And he talks about which ones are endangered and gives some information about them. So, yeah, beautiful new picture book. That's really fun.
See, now I want to pick that up, and I don't want to podcast anymore. I want to look through all the pictures. It looks fascinating.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely check it out. It's definitely textured, too. He uses a lot of mixed media in his illustrations. So cool. Just looking at all the different animals is fun. I know everyone loves Mo Willems, the pigeon.
Yes!
He has a new one that's a standalone called A Busy Creature Stay Eating. And if you look at the cover, you can tell it's an alphabet book because if follow the title, it's the first 5 letters of the alphabet. So it's a really silly creature that goes through its day and starts out eating normal foods, but then it gets into things like F is for furniture and going a little haywire. And then it goes through how it gets ill from eating things.
No.
And then its grown-up monster makes it feel better. So, cute little story that incorporates the alphabet. Everybody loves Mo Willems.
Oh, how can you not?
I know. This one just came through the branch, so sometimes picture books surprise me. There's so much out there, and we don't care about all of them. And this one just stole my heart. It's called Floaty by John Himmelman. And I've read his picture books before. He has a lot of funny ones. And this one's funny, too, but it also has a lot of heart to it. It's an old man that finds a basket on his porch, and it's a dog that floats up into the air and doesn't come down. And so he names it Floaty. He's crabby about having to take care of it, but he realizes, well, if I let you go, you're going to float away. But then one day he does float away, and so the old man's really sad, and it's just heartbreaking, but...
Tell me it has a happy ending.
Happy ending.
Okay.
He's a he loves to sew. That's what he does. So he makes an air balloon and goes up and finds the dog.
This is a book for us. We love to sew.
Yes.
Yes. So really sweet info. It's just kind of a different story, but it has a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So, love that one. And then my last picture book that I picked is Baby Goes to Market. Which this one won a Mathical Book Prize, which is a newer award that's for celebrating books for kids that have math aspects to them. So this one's a counting book.
Oh, okay.
But it, you know,
can
would celebrate.
What's the word called again?
Mathical.
Mathical.
Yes.
Nice.
So if you're looking for books, anything to do with math and promote, you know, those STEM skills in kids, then, yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
That,
right.
Yeah, that would be one to check out. So this one is by Atanuka. I believe I pronounced that right. We were talking before the podcast about the website I used to find the pronunciation. Teachingbooks.net has pronunciations for pretty much any kid's book author you could look for. So if you're confused about how to say John Sheshka, who writes the Stinky Cheese Man book, that one's always hard to say. You can check that website out.
Good to know.
Hear a bit from the author about their name and how to pronounce it. So Baby Goes to Market is a sweet counting story. Baby and his mama are at the market, and every vendor gives the baby a bunch of something, and the mom doesn't know about it. But it's also subtraction because the baby, so in this scene,
he's
the baby's
eating the goodies.
Yes, so the baby gets bananas. Baby gets 6 bananas, baby eats 1 banana and puts 5 in the basket.
Oh.
And mama doesn't notice. So at the end, they have all this food.
And mama's basket's on her head, so why she's not seeing it. And baby's in a backpack carrier.
Yeah. And then she feels bad at the end. She says, poor baby, you must be so hungry. Because she doesn't
know.
Baby's been eating the whole time. So, yes, I love that one,
too. What a sweet book.
Really great counting. And then my last two are beginning readers. So I think some parents don't think about reading those aloud to their kids. My son loves Fly Guy by Ted Arnold. That's his favorite right now. And he doesn't read. He's 3. But I read them to him, and he thinks they're great. So those aren't just for kids learning to read. They are basic texts, but they're also really great stories. So one of the new series is by Jan Thomas, which she does picture books. That's what she's done up to this point, that are really funny. And now she's branched out into beginning readers. And this one's called What is Chasing Duck? And they're characters from her picture books. So they're barnyard animals, essentially. And Duck thinks something, you know, scary is chasing him. So all the other animals are telling him, you know, what the animal looks like. And it turns out that it's a tiny little gopher. And they're explaining it. It sounds really scary. Hers are really goofy.
Cute. Those are like great bold illustrations.
Yes, very colorful. Yeah. And then the last one looks intimidating. It's the size of a chapter book.
Right.
But it's by Brian Selznick. It's Baby Monkey Private Eye. And he is known for just breaking barriers in, or breaking the mold, I guess, in children's books. His The Invention of Hugo Cabret, which is a tome that the movie's based on, that's for kids that are reading chapter books, but it won the Caldecott Medal, so which is for picture books. So he just kind of does outside-the-box stuff all the time. So you can see the text is really, really large. Big, yeah.
There's five words on a page.
Yeah, or less. There's a lot of illustrations that just stand on their own. And his illustrations are really detailed, but it's this sweet little baby monkey who is being a private eye, and so there's different chapters. So you can, if your kid is close to reading, they'll feel like, oh, I can read a chapter book. It's really exciting.
Right.
So there are different cases, each chapter. There's the case of the missing jewels, and there's a missing pizza, and each one is a different animal that ended up being the culprit, but the baby monkey solves the case. But this one's also funny because
just baby monkey, fantastic illustration.
Baby monkey is sitting at a desk and he barely fills the chair.
He's got a magnifying glass that's bigger than him. And he has a problem putting on his pants, so it takes him about 10 to 12 pages to actually put on his pants because he tries different legs and just can't get it together. But by the end of the book, he pretty much learns how to put on his pants.
Oh, so. Good.
Yes, it's really, and the end is really sweet. I don't want to give it away, but you'll want to check out the ending. So,
oh, yeah.
It's fabulous.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing all those great books.
Yes, we're happy to give any kind of recommendations at the branch based on what your child likes to read already. So, if none of those sounded good, which hopefully some of them did, but
sure.
We're happy to give recommendations anytime.
Of course, yes. It's always the thing is to get patrons to approach us at the desk or when we're walking around the library. Just ask.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. So anything else to add about 1,000 books before kindergarten? Cover the basics?
I think we covered the basics.
Yeah. I would encourage people to just give it a try, even if it sounds intimidating. It's really not, and we're happy to help you find things to read. So, yeah, just make it a habit and get your kids reading. That's the best way to get them ready for school.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Book Lovers Podcast. Don't forget that, like a good book, you can recommend our podcast to a friend. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, as well as rate and review this podcast. Until next time, read on, reader.